This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. California's governor is still Democrat Gavin Newsom. He easily beat back a recall effort, though a top Republican challenger, Larry Elder, is hinting he may be back.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn on what Governor Newsom is saying now that he survived the recall effort.
Newsom warns against efforts in his state and nationally to undermine democracy, including claims that this election was rigged.
Democracy is not a football. You don't throw it around.
Republicans had hoped frustrations over pandemic restrictions would drive voters away from Democrats. But as Larry Elder emerged as a GOP frontrunner, it changed the dynamic of the race, helping Newsom. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The fight continues over the new law in Texas that bans most abortions. The Justice Department is asking a federal court to stop the law from being enforced while it decides the case. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Last week, the Justice Department filed a lawsuit in Texas asking a federal judge to declare that the law is invalid because it unlawfully infringes on the constitutional rights of women and violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which says federal law supersedes state law. The department made a similar argument in seeking the restraining order or temporary injunction and said that its challenge would likely be successful.
A new book says the top military officer in this country was so worried about what President Trump might do in his final weeks in office, he called his Chinese counterpart twice to assure him that the two nations would not suddenly go to war. General Mark Milley was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The book was written by two journalists from the Washington Post. This is AP News. Where would you get $3.5 trillion? Democrats are gluing together an answer to that question.
House Democrats started work Tuesday on funding President Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion rebuilding plan, but they have little margin for missteps. Biden has said revenue to pay for the package must come only from Americans who earn more than $400,000 a year. To do that, Democrats are proposing raising the top tax rate back to 39.6% on individuals earning more than $400,000 and couples earning $450,000. The corporate tax rate would rise from 21% to 26.5% on companies with annual income over $5 million. But passage in the 50-50 Senate is uncertain, with Democrat Joe Manchin saying the package needs to be cut to between $1 trillion and $1.5 trillion to get his support. Mike Gracia, Washington.
North and South Korea test launched ballistic missiles this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.